Good afternoon, colleague. May I ask distinguished colleagues, friends, to take their respective seats so we can try to start. It seems my Swiss watch has already a bit late, and I was instructed by my colleague in my left, the secretary, that this session is much shorter than the last two sessions. So we're expecting to finish by 5:30, so that you all could have a little bit of a coffee break before we come up to the closing session. Well, shall we start? Excellencies, distinguished expert, ladies and gentlemen, once again to bid you all a good afternoon. Now we will go to the third plenary session entitled Ideas for the Future, the Next Steps. I would like to repeat Ideas for the Future, the Next Steps. So this is a very important session. We have here with us a very distinguished speaker who are going to share their valuable knowledge and ideas. We will first hear from our speakers, and then I will open the floor for questions and comments from participants, just like we did in the last two sessions. I would also like to remind all our speakers here to stay within the 15-minute time limit set by the organizer, so that we have enough time for discussion. I will signal if you are a bit too long by coughing to the microphone. So that means your time is almost up, or should be up. So it's not very diplomatic, but it's much more clear way of doing it. So if you hear my coughing, then it's time for you to wrap up so that we can move to the other speaker. And I was reminded again by the secretary that all participants are encouraged to use the hashtag on the screen above to promote the conference on their social media. Without further ado, our first speaker this afternoon is Mr. Alvaro de Soto, a prominent international mediator who has had a long and distinguished career at the United Nations and a proven track record in conflict resolution in the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Pacific. In the 1990s, he brokered successful peace negotiation, which ended decades of civil war in El Salvador. He was also in charge of the talks on Cyprus, which produced a referendum on its future. He served as a special representative on Myanmar and on Western Sahara, and UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process and Envoy to the Quartet from 2005 to 2007. There are few people in the world as qualified as Mr. De Soto to speak on lessons to be learned from the United Nations involvement in the Middle East peace process and peace process elsewhere. The key question is once again, of course, what made those other peace processes work while the Israeli-Palestinian track remains in limbo? It is a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, now and an honor to have you, Mr. De Soto, and you have the